This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ben Standing is with us, as he is every day during training camp, 12 noon, right here on the team, 980. Ben, of course, now has a Substack place of writing. You can find it at lastmanstanding.substack.com. You can just link to it by following Ben on X and on Twitter, at Ben Standing. So, day three practice after the veterans reported on Tuesday, and still no Terry. Was it you who asked Quinn about Terry this morning?
I did. I was just kind of like, you know, we haven't brought this up now. I mean, I don't know if it needs to be a daily question, and Quinn, as he did, didn't really answer it. But yes, I was like, you know, I kind of feel like we need to bring it up again. So, you know, since he's not the one in the negotiations, it was, I think I just asked, hey, are you kind of surprised that it's still going? And, you know, he just said, hey, you don't have to ask. If we get this done, I'll tell you. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, I mean, I think, look, obviously it's the topic. I mean, you know, there's nothing else to say. And, it wasn't asked. In fact, like, we had Zach Ertz today in the tent, and he was not asked about Terry. But when it was over, press conference is over, and he walked out, he said sort of out loud generally, he was like, boy, I didn't get nobody asked the question I thought I was going to get, meaning Terry. and it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, how many times are we going to ask a player, what do you think? And they're all going to say the same thing of, hey, look, he's our teammate, he's our brother, he's got to do what he's got to do. I did ask Deron Payne later. I just said, you know, you're one of the few guys who's been here longer than Terry. It's just odd that 17's not out on the field. And he's like, yeah, a little bit, but hey, you know, it's business. He's got to do what he's got to do. So there's only so many times we can keep asking that, but you know, Quinn's the coach. If they're going to put him out there and we don't get Peters, then, you know, that's, he's got to answer these questions.
I was thinking about this after Peters spoke on Tuesday. We won't get Peters again, right?
Right. I mean, maybe cut down day or sometime before the season, but yeah, no, he in theory will not be joining us again. I mean, I guess if, you know, if somehow, let's just say, you know, the nuclear option starts happening and Terry's side says they want to trade, you know, does Adam Peters address that? I don't know, but we'll see how they handle that. But yeah, that in theory, we won't talk to him again until something is done or, you know, cuts are happening, something like that.
Yeah, and I would assume we'll get Josh Harris right before the season starts. Maybe that's the wrong assumption, but I think we got that last year right before the season started, right or not?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, obviously with Josh Harris, the stadium situation could lead him to being in front of a microphone sooner than that, especially if the August 1st vote happens and it's, you know, it goes positively. He may come out then, and then I guess somebody could slip in a Terry question. But yeah, no, yeah. I mean, yes, we're not going to hear from anybody who's actually involved in the discussion until either it gets resolved or we get, you know, right up to the season.
You know, on the stadium front, I had Eric Flack on the show in the first hour today because I think that yesterday the presentation was we're a week away from this thing being finalized and done. That's actually not the case. There are two votes required on this. One a week from today, and then another one in mid-September. And it's not simple majority. More likely than not, it's two-thirds vote. Now, it's still an odds-on and a heavy odds-on favorite to get done, but not within the timetable, I think, that most assumed after Mendelsohn, you know, got chesty with what a much better deal he cut for the city than the one the mayor cut, which I'm not saying is inaccurate. I just thought it was strange at how sort of confrontational it was in that tweet. But anyway, we move on. I'm going to ask you. Yeah, go ahead.
I just say on that front, like, you know, when Bowser and Harris had that press conference in April to announce they'd come to an agreement, I think generally for casual people, they thought, okay, this is a done deal. The stadium is happening. And rather it was like, well, we came up to this agreement and we're going to sort of put the onus on the D.C. City Council to be the bad guy here and say no, but we've done our part. It kind of felt like Mendelsohn sort of did the same. Like he was like, okay, I've heard now from the commanders. The president's weighing in. Okay, I've now taken it to the next step, but it is still, and I heard this from Eric Flack. I think he was on with Grant and Danny. No, actually, it's not the council who got here. It's the chairman, and he's kind of doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They all want, you know, the credit for it if it indeed happens, and I think it will. But as I said to Eric earlier today, most people don't pay attention to all of this. And this will be attached to, and I think in many ways justifiably so, to Mayor Bowser's legacy. You know, they're not going to remember. Nobody remembers, unless you were really paying attention, what the city council vote was for Nats Park to bring the Expos here. And, you know, 15, 20 years from now, just like Sharon Pratt Kelly was hung out to dry for chasing Jack Kent Cook to Maryland back in, you know, the mid-90s, Mayor Bowser is going to get the credit for this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, she, and, you know, without getting overly political, like, she, to me, seems to have done a pretty masterful job. You know, I mean, Ted Leonsis was, you know, seemingly on the verge of taking those teams out. She reeled that back in. She has seemingly done as well as any Democrat when it comes to dealing with the president of the United States. You know, she kept whatever the deals have come up, she's been able to forge a relationship seemingly with him in ways that others haven't. And you know, she got James Comer in the Oversight Committee to help. You know, I think the Oversight Committee wanted to get rid of the RFK site to a degree because get rid of the property, smaller government, whatever. But she still was able to forge that relationship, not be antagonistic. And, you know, and now this. So, yeah, I think she seems like she's done a great job for her legacy, whether it's great for the city. You know, what do I know about the money? But, you know, it certainly seems like she's been able to navigate these waters in a pretty successful way.
All right. We're talking to Ben Standing, of course. I'm going to ask you the question that I asked callers last hour, and that is, this is clearly hypothetical, and it's not going to happen because he's going to end up playing for the team, whether it's on an extension, a contract extension, or on the final year of his deal. But what would life without Terry look like? You know, and quantify it. How many fewer games do you think the team would win if he didn't play for the team in 2025?
Yeah, I heard you talking about this a little bit earlier. I think you were saying like the receivers maybe like one game max, whereas the quarterback might, you know, who knows, 5, 6, whatever. So it's interesting, right? Like, so I've talked about this before. You know, you and I have talked about the idea of spending on receivers, and I'm always like, well, I wouldn't want to spend a lot on more than one. Maybe you draft another guy in the first round, and eventually that rookie contract you got to pay. But because when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels or Mahomes or Josh Allen, like those guys make everybody around them better to the point that you don't have to have the best guys. But that said, you still have to have, you know, pretty reasonable guys, right? I mean, it's not like Josh Allen has nobody. It's just he doesn't necessarily have one of the top 5 or 10 guys in the league. Same with Mahomes. If McLaurin were not to be here now, the idea that Jaden could make people better is not work as well. So today was a good example. It's only OTA. It's only a training camp. Sorry, you know, it's not the end of the world. But today was a tough day for the offense, Now, the defense is often ahead of the offense in these stages of the camp. We get that. But no Terry, Noah Brown, while he was stretching, I did see him moving a little bit. He looked pretty reasonable to me, different than saying getting hit. But, he was moving around fine. He was, high-stepping and doing some other things. But he wasn't practicing today. Okay. They have Luke McCaffrey and Chris Moore kind of lined up with the ones as the receivers. Jaden's first pass was a play where Quan Martin and Mikey Sandersville converged on the receiver. Sandersville got the pick. Marcus Mariota's second pass got Tyler Owens jumped the play, intercepted it. It's only to say that looking at the receivers, like, oh boy, if Terry is not out here, if the nuclear option really happens, they do not have enough of a receiver. Like, I get what you're totally saying about it being only maybe a one game difference, but that's, for me, assuming that the other receivers are at least pretty good. Sure, they have Debo Samuel, but, that's kind of it. And, yeah, maybe hopefully Noah Brown is able to play, but, his injury history is like, well, I don't know. We'll see. So I do think under the current circumstances, not having Terry could be kind of detrimental because they just don't have those other pieces the way, again, Buffalo and Kansas City have built their team. We have to have good receivers. We just don't have to spend $20 million or more a year to get them because we have these quarterbacks. So I think this year would be kind of tough.
I said to a caller, I said, look, the best arguments for no real supporting cast in Buffalo and Kansas City is their defenses. And this team's defense isn't very good, or at least as, we understand it now. It could be completely different when we get there. Look, they're better with Terry, clearly. But I wouldn't, at this point on July 25th, start to get concerned about what they have or don't have at wide receiver without him. I just don't think that what you're watching out there necessarily will be accurate, in terms of Noah Brown and Debo and McCaffrey and Gallup and, I think that we won't know that until we see real games. Now, it's possible that they'll answer that with, we got to go out and get Amari Cooper, or we got to go out and get somebody else that's out there, available. Because I think there are the receivers that are still out there are like Gabe Davis, and I think Amari Cooper is still out there, right? I'd be thrilled with Amari Cooper at this point. He hasn't been very good in recent years. But there's somebody else out there. I'm forgetting who it is, but whatever. I think that Jaden would elevate everything around him and they wouldn't fall apart without Terry. I think they'd very much be a team that would be capable of winning more games than they lose and being a postseason team. Unless I'm wrong about Jaden. But if I'm right about Jaden, if we're all right about Jaden, he'll elevate everything around him and win more than they lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think you're right about Jaden completely. I'm just saying that, like, you know, the Chiefs didn't have a great receiving core once Rashee Rice got hurt, but they still have Travis Kelce. You know, again, if you look at the receivers that Josh Allen has, he has good guys. Like, you know, Curtis Samuel on that team was like the third guy, which isn't to say that Curtis Samuel, as we saw here, you know, he's not great, but he's, you know, pretty good. I other than Debo, I think Curtis Samuel would be better than every receiver they have here, right? So I'm just saying that, like, for the moment, as the way this team is constituted, I don't know that just simply saying Jaden will elevate is enough. But in a broader context, if you're building a roster, and I think this is presumably how Adam Peters is having this conversation, it's like, look, man, we really like you, but I don't know that we feel we have to pay you $30 million because with this quarterback, we can eventually get other receivers that he will be able to work with who aren't going to cost that much. But I just don't know that right now they have enough.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because it's like, of course they would be better with him, and it would sync up with a season in which they are going for it to try to win a Super Bowl. And at the same time, part of their thinking is, we have one of those guys. If we had Dak Prescott, or we had Jared Goff, or we had Baker Mayfield, or Geno Smith, there'd be more of, I think, an urgency to make sure Terry's in the fold. There's a lot of things working here. It'd be fascinating, wouldn't it be, to be able to know what those conversations about Terry are inside that building? Because I think in many ways it has less to do with age and more to do with how they really value him and how he values himself. And there's a delta there. You know, they think he is worth this, and in part it's because of what they have at quarterback. And he's going to do that to a lot of other players. And he's looking at it like, man, you know, I'm as good as any of these, you know, four or five guys that are directly under Chase and Jefferson. It's interesting. What do you make of that? That my hunch is this has less to do with age and more to do with how they evaluate him in the context of the offense, the coordinator, and the quarterback.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, when we were all having the discussions back in February about, hey, they should go out and get T. Higgins, or, you know, go out and get another receiver, and I'm like, absolutely not. I don't think you spend that kind of money at that position, especially when you have the type of quarterback that it looks like they have who elevates those around him. Like to use a, you know, when the Giants had Daniel Jones, look, Daniel Jones is not nearly as good as Jaden Daniels, but the year that he had help around him, when he had Saquon, he had Andrew Thomas at tackle, he had some other pieces, he was fine. But he needs people around him. A quarterback like Jaden doesn't necessarily do that, and I imagine that is part of the conversation. What I guess I would like to know is there a world where, like, look, if they can't agree whether it's the years or the total money or whatever, are we really saying that, like, I don't know, 2 for $60, it's mostly guaranteed, that can't be enough? It gets Terry back in the market quick. It gets them, they're spending money while Jaden's still in the rookie deal. It keeps them at a high level here. And I'm not saying you just throw away money, but what are we talking about? Like, you know, like, it's not that.
We're talking about a big difference in overall, you know, output to him for 2 years, because they have control over him for 2 years for a lot less money.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, look, this is what we also talked about before. This isn't just about, are they getting the best deal financially? What about what it says about them? What does it say about how they're running the business and what it means to the locker room? And, you know, again, these are that's why this conversation, I think, is more nuanced than I think a lot of people. I listen to, like, the national media talk about this because they just view this as they would any other conversation of a holdout. And I can tell that, like, they don't get it, what's really happening here. They're like, is Terry wanting to reset the market or whatever? And I'm like, no, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has to do a lot with what you're talking about, that Adam Peters and this organization, they have all the leverage. In 2022, Terry had all the leverage because this organization was a dumpster fire. And good luck not paying our guy when you guys are absolutely miserable. He's the only thing you have. Now you have a quarterback. You're coming off a 12-win season. You made the NFC Championship game. In Adam, we trust. Go ahead, but not take a knock at what we're doing right now. Good luck trying to say, you know, that we don't know what we're doing. You can't. So they have the leverage. And, like, you know, they also have the franchise tag option next year if they want to go that route. But, you know, then it becomes just the point of how far do you push it? And that's where this is going to get interesting. I do think for this season, if there's a world where Terry McLaurin is not here, whatever that means, I don't know that they have enough of a receiver, even in the case of saying Jaden Daniels steps up to be enough. This is where does Luke McCaffrey have a good summer enough where they feel comfortable?
You're arguing against the team's got all the leverage with what you just said.
Well, but that's a short term, long term. Like, look, it is what it is. They're in the box that they're in. But Adam Peters is looking at this from a long term position. If Terry's looking for a 3 and 4 year deal, that's different than saying 2025. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know, if Terry's going to hold out all the way, okay. Well, I mean, that's not good. But, like, I don't think they have enough to be comfortable at receiver. But long term, do they want to have this guy locked up for all this money? And then, now they can't maybe do other things. I think that's the different part of the argument. So,
I mean, the what I'm looking at, you know, here's where they have the leverage. It's the tangible stuff, like the actual dollars and cents of it, because they basically have, you know, $15.5 million that they owe Terry in a base salary in this upcoming season. And the franchise tag next year would be like 28 or 29, you know, somewhere around there, I think. So you're talking about 43, 44 million versus what you just suggested, 60, you know, 2 for 30, 2 years for 30. So you have that. Not to mention the fact that if for whatever reason Terry didn't produce at the same level and there was some decline noticed, they wouldn't have to franchise tag him. And you could all, and if he blew up and had a massive year, you could also do the contract extension next year. But it's the other stuff. It's the, you know, it's kind of the intangible, the abstract stuff that we're talking about where, yeah, but you want to take care of this player and you want him to be really happy and thrilled, which his professionalism may hurt him in this situation because he would never be a disgruntled player, you know, once he, you know, gets onto the field. And by the way, he'd have every incentive to have a massive year if this were the last year of his contract. So that's kind of working against him. But to your point, it's like, yeah, but you're trying to go for it right now. Let's try to make everybody happy and get him in the fold. It's tricky. The whole thing is. Yeah. And here we are. We're 3 days past the point both of us thought this would get to. We both thought a deal would be done before camp began.
Yeah, no, for sure. By the way, you mentioned the franchise tag. Looking at over the cap, their projection for the franchise tag next year is about $28 million.
Yeah, I see that.
So if you look at that as like a potential number, could that, you know, could both sides, you know, this was always the issue with Kirk Cousins and, you know, the Commanders were, or the Redskins at the time were offering him lower numbers, and he was like, cool, I'll take the tag.
The numbers were much lower than the franchise tag. Yeah.
Right. So here it's like, well, Terry, if you want 30, okay, but like we can just tag you next year for 28.
Right.
And
that's my point. Like, yeah, to give him to give him a 3-year deal at $30 million a year with 60 to 70 guaranteed, when really right now for the next two, they only have to guarantee $43 million if they keep him with the tag, and they've got the option to not use the tag. It's like there's a big difference there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right, and that's also sort of to my point of, like, again, I'm not throwing Josh Harris's money around, but factor in the look for the organization, the locker room, all that.
I know.
Can you not get, you know, can you do a two-year deal for that money, kind of, more or less, or even a little bit more? You know, it's like, look, the Eagles did not have to give Saquon Barkley a new deal, but obviously he was amazing last year. They won a Super Bowl, and they were like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get all the good feels in there. For a guy like Terry, the year he just had, the career he's had, the guy he is, this is where I think the disconnect is a little bit for people. It's like, wait a minute, why aren't they taking care of this guy? And again, with Jaden being on the rookie deal for a couple more years, it's not like this is affecting that. When you get into the Jaden has to get paid territory, okay, then that's a different conversation. But we're not there for a couple of years, so why not just figure out how to do it? But again, we don't know exactly. Is it a year's thing? Is it the money thing, or what's going on here?
Yeah, let me just also add that, you know, doing the play it on your final year of the contract, and then worst case we'll franchise you next year if we can't get an extension done, this is a massive cash flow advantage for the team too, because they don't have to put down 40 and put another, or put down 40 and put another 30 into escrow. You know, so there's a lot going on here for sure that I think not everybody's thinking about from the team's perspective. But I think ultimately it comes down to, there's definitely a delta here, and it's probably more driven by the way they view Terry and what he means to the team and the way he views himself. And there's just a bit of, not that they don't view him very highly. By the way, you didn't answer the question. You didn't quantify. How many fewer games would they win if he didn't play for them?
And we're assuming they don't get some equivalent receiver.
There isn't an equivalent receiver.
Well, I just mean, like, they make a trade, whatever. We're just saying this is the group they have.
Yes.
Were I like in a normal scenario, I agree on your one game. I think it might be a little bit more, though, because of what I was saying. Like, I don't know that they have enough of a receiver for even Jaden to lift because of just of how they've been built. It's not a knock on Jaden. It's just at some point you have to have enough.
So Ja'Cory Brooks, I saw some people tweeting out that he looks like he's headed for stardom. So you don't believe that yet?
That's so funny. I've been on the Ja'Cory Brooks. Like, this, I've been
saying
for a while,
that you're going to be wrong, but it's not because of what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I'm just like, look, I think he's a sleeper. But like anybody who's like, this is where it gets carried away. Like, everybody was acting. I see the same things. I hear people talking out there. I'm like,
I get tagged to these things all the time. I don't even respond.
Yeah, no. I mean, I will say this, that with Terry out and Noah Brown limited, it does give these other guys opportunities. It's giving Luke McCaffrey time to play with Jaden. It's giving, you know, Brooks or Chris Moore, others a chance to do some things. And Brooks is the kind of guy. He was a 5-star recruit at Alabama, didn't really work out there. Transfers to Louisville, has a pretty good year last year with Shook, the guy that may be the Saints starter this year. He's got, you know, some size, other traits, can play special teams. But there's also a reason why he was an undrafted free agent. I mean, he's super raw, and, you know, he also dropped some passes. I don't know if that gets out on Twitter. So I'm intrigued by him as, like, maybe the sixth receiver sleeper. But, yeah, that's not helping. That's not has anything to do with, Terry McLaurin or anything like that.
So let's talk about real quickly. We're talking to Ben Standing, of course. I did see all of you basically tweeting, bad day for the offense, good day for the defense. So just elaborate.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, first, you know, in day one of training camp, the first pass from Jaden Daniels and 11s was the throw to Debo that I was gushing about so much the other day, you started making fun of me, correctly so.
You'd make fun of it too. I said was Micah Parsons rushing Jaden or not? That's
100,
all.
100, no, 100%.
Yeah.
So today, first pass, I'm not sure who the receiver was, but he throws it, and Quan Martin and Mikey Sanders still converge on the ball, gets tipped, Sanders still picks it off, first pass. Then Mariota comes in right after that. His second pass, Tyler Owens jumps the route, gets picked off. And it kind of went from there. The defense just kind of kept gaining momentum, it felt like, and the offense just couldn't quite get anywhere. But that's what I'm saying. It was that moment where I was like, looking, boy, their receivers are not getting open here for the most part. And again, it's a completely apples to oranges to a real situation. The defense knows what's coming, kind of. But I'm just saying, like, that's why I think the defense was looking like it had more of the edge. They were, you know, yelling and screaming as every time they were making a play. And it was some other plays, too, in terms of, like, passes defended. But, you know, again, you have to give grains of salt to all of this. But it was a day where the defense did look better. And, like I said, for me, it was the moment I was like, oh, boy, you know, they really don't have their best receivers out here, and this is a little bit dicey. And look, you know, like Jalen Lane is playing, right? A fourth-round pick, opportunity for him. I haven't seen a ton of him at a receiver yet where I'm like, okay, this guy could come in and play immediately. I'm not there yet. Returner, he's got the speed, but I don't know about being a difference maker at receiver right now. And, you know, Debo Samuel is not a traditional receiver that you're going to say, here, we're lining you up on the outside, we're throwing to you 10 times in this game, and, you know, work it. No, you get him the ball in other ways, but not that way. So I think that, to me, is the kind of why the defense was getting the better of it today. And again, often at this time of year, the defense is ahead of the offense. That's always the sort of standard view, and today was certainly one of those days.
I got the transcript from the Quinn presser before practice today, and I thought that there was one interesting question and answer. I asked you the question yesterday on the show, and that is, he was asked about, you can tell me who asked the question, maybe it was you, on differences, on the difference in Daron Payne with John Allen now gone. And he said in the answer to that question, there's an energy about him and a discipline that he's really ready to take everything on. What did you make of the answer?
Yeah, if we didn't have the backdrop of 2022, where Daron Payne had a monster year, right? I mean, of the four defensive linemen who were picked in the first round, I think it's fair to say,
yes,
tell me if I'm wrong, that Daron's year was the best that any of them had individually.
Chase, so he's already, maybe Chase's rookie year.
Okay. So my point is that he's already done it, and John Allen was there, and they were all there. So the idea that he's now more focused because they're not there, I don't know that I completely buy that. But, sure, he's still, they're all saying he appears more focused. Great. They need him to be that level, but I don't. Look, whatever we think of the relationship with him and John Allen, again, John Allen was here in 2022 and Daron Payne was crushing. So I don't know that I buy that. And, you know, whatever. Dan Quinn's got to do what he's got to do to motivate. John's not here. Chase isn't here. Montez isn't here. That all doesn't matter. Deron's here. And, you know, if they think he's more focused and playing harder, great. But, I don't know how much I'm buying anything that it's just because John Allen's gone.
All right, last one, because I brought his name up the other day and somebody asked about Ben Sinnott today. They actually said Ben Sinnott and Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who we know that they kind of liked last year. And, you know, Quinn brought him up unsolicited in that introductory presser as well. Any kind of, not based on what you're seeing on the field, but any with what who you're talking to, a feeling that maybe Sinnott ends up having a much larger role than we perhaps during the offseason anticipated?
I just think it comes down to how often are they using three tight ends? Or does, I mean, look, again, I don't know about Zach. We don't know if Zach Ertz is going to be able to play all 17 games, a surprise he did last year, but, you know, he looks pretty good shape to me, Zach Ertz. It looks like he's, you know, continues to, you know, age backwards a little bit here with Washington. I think to me that's the question. And because other than that, like John Bates is going to be the blocker and Ertz is going to be the main target. So how do you fit in Ben Sinnott? So I don't think it's necessarily a ding on Sinnott to say maybe he doesn't show a ton this year. It's just you got to tell me how they get more guys involved. Now, look, if we go with the extreme scenario that Terry is out, they'll have to find other ways to move the ball, and maybe that's where you get more of these, you know, you put your best players on the field and maybe they think that's going with the three tight ends. But look, I think Sinnott has, you know, he looks interesting. I think Colson Yankoff, who's an insane athlete, I think is interesting as well. I'm not ruling him out of having some kind of a role, but again, and by the way, they also have like you know, Tyree Jackson, who was this quarterback at Buffalo, a 6'7" quarterback that converted in the league to tight end. He's bounced around. He made a couple of nice, really nice catches today. He's massive. I mean, you know, talk about red zone size. You know, I was talking to your pal Chris Russell on the sideline. He was talking about Lawrence Cager, another deep tight end who's got a good size. I don't know that any of that matters, but my point is just like, unless Zach Ertz is out, I don't know how any of these guys are playing. So I think that's just the issue right now.
All right. We'll save Bill Kroski merit for the next conversation. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, I got his bus for Canton ready to go.
Yeah, I've seen you tweeting things out to that effect. Appreciate it. And maybe, I hope you're right.
We'll see.
Ben Standig. Everybody, when we come back, Ben told us yesterday Von Miller's a really good interview. He's right. We're going to play some of what Von Miller said yesterday after camp when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.